I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Governor Bruce Rauner vetoed legislation intended to prevent wrongful convictions. Brian Mackey has more.
The bill would have regulated the testimony of so-called jailhouse snitches. In cases involving murder, sexual assault, or arson, defense attorneys would have gotten advance notice, and judges could block the informant's testimony. John Hanlon with the Illinois Innocence Project at the University of Illinois Springfield says when Illinois had a death penalty, false informant testimony was the leading cause of wrongful convictions.
There is actually one fellow in a downstate county, and I'm not using his real name, who is referred to as Father Jones because, oh, everybody confesses to him.
In his veto message, Rauner says the legislation would have kept prosecutors from doing their jobs and prevented juries from hearing evidence. I'm Brian Mackey.
Meanwhile, Governor Rauner signed a government consolidation law this week, but says it's not enough. The new law lets some county clerks take on duties of the local election commission. Rauner calls it a step in the right direction, but Illinois still has more units of local government than any other state.
Illinois is the model for what not to do. Many states have less than half the number of units of government that we have, and we're not that different in size. We can do this. There's always an argument that says, well, but we need this service or we need that particular type of service. Well, we can do it, but we can do it more efficiently.
Rauner says if lawmakers approve all the recommendations from the state's local government task force, taxpayers would save $3.5 billion a year. The Illinois worker behind the Supreme Court decision eliminating fees paid by non-members of public employee unions is joining the group that oversaw his case. The Chicago Tribune reports Department of Health Care and Family Services worker Mark Janis is joining the Illinois Policy Institute and its Liberty Justice Center as a senior fellow. Janis argued against a 41-year-old ruling that allowed states to require public employees to pay some fees to unions that represent them, even if the workers chose not to join. He said unions are political and employees shouldn't be forced to pay. The Supreme Court overturned the decision in June. Government employees in Illinois and nearly two dozen other states now can choose not to pay for union efforts to bargain over wages, pensions, health care, benefits, and other services. The decision was a setback for organized labor nationwide, as well as a victory for Governor Rauner. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. If approved by a bankruptcy court, the city of Marion will place a lien on the Illinois Star Center Mall property. WSIU's Brad Palmer has more.
The mall owners reportedly owe more than $2 million in special service area assessments, which the city of Marion has had to pay to satisfy a bond. City Attorney Steve Green recommended the lien at the July 9th City Council meeting.
I know that the council does not want to own the mall, but it does allow you the opportunity in the future if there is a developer that approaches the city, and it gives you a lot more latitude than what you have right now.
The mall owners declared bankruptcy in May 2017 after an auction failed to attract a buyer. The mall opened in 1991, but has become increasingly vacant in recent years. I'm Brad Palmer.
A 49-year-old Mexican citizen has been sentenced to more than 15 years in prison for a drug and gun trafficking conspiracy. Cesar David Grangle's sentence follows his guilty plea for intent to distribute cocaine, methamphetamine, and to transfer a firearm to an undocumented immigrant. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Grangle was arrested by law enforcement in the Southern District of Illinois while transporting the firearms and ammunition on a return trip from Wisconsin to California. Court documents show from February of 2015 to November of 2016, Grangle was the manager of a drug conspiracy which operated in Illinois, California, Idaho, and other states. I'm Jennifer Fuller.